Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Normally it's a Thursday deal, but tomorrow's the 4th of July, and John, not holding it against you, you're going to be out enjoying...
smoking some meat.
...the day. This first one. Oh, by the way, if you guys want to submit these, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's John spelled J-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Dear Get John, it right.
DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. The first one. I'm good at this sport, but I hate it. What do I do? John, I'm really curious to get your answer here. It says, Dear John, I play lacrosse. I'm a goalie. And according to others, I'm really good. And I may have opportunities to go D1. I'm considered good enough to play at high school, but I hate playing. I've always hated playing. My parents kind of forced me into it because my dad was a Division I goalie. The only thing that kept me playing was the fact that I'm good and could go D1, and because I want approval from others. Sports are supposed to be fun. You're supposed to enjoy it, but I hate the sport. It stresses me out, and I have this desire to perform every single time, and I struggle with it. He says, I get down on myself. If I stop playing, my father would be upset. I'm surrounded socially by only lacrosse players. All my friends play lacrosse. If I were to quit, my coaches would be upset. My friends would be upset. My parents would be upset. My family's put so much time, effort, and money into playing the sport. I don't want to be seen as a disappointment. Do I stick it out for the scholarship, or do I just stop playing because it's not fun?
Well, there's a lot of factors involved here. What are your opportunities for college other than lacrosse? Do you get an opportunity to go to a school that maybe you desire more than another school? Because we all have jobs at some time in our life that we don't like. If you view it as a job and it's going to get you something that you desire, then you have to weigh the payoff of that. I'm of the mindset that, hey, if you don't like it, it's only going to get harder every level that you step up. It's not going to get easier. It's not like you're going to love it more. Maybe you get a chance to have some teammates that support you more or less. You got to have a serious conversation with mom and dad and let them know that this is not the route you want to go. Just because dad did it doesn't mean you have to do it. It's that much harder at the college level than it is at high school level. And if you don't love it, you got to have that honest conversation with yourself, but also with your parents.
It sounds like to me that this person has been making decisions for others,
yes,
to influence his life. My recommendation is to make your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Making your decision will always be the right decision.
Right, and he may make the decision that the trade-off of the scholarship is worth it. He may also make the determination, hey, got to get my grades up and got to do it a different way. But he's got to do it for himself, not for other people. And he's got to branch out a little bit. Your friend circle can be more than just the guys on the team.
Yeah, but a lot of times, I mean, that was always the way it was for me, is you're around them, especially in college. you're going to see other students around campus. You'll make other friendships, but the ones you are around the most are your teammates.
And it's, but your point is, it's only going to get worse. You're going to be more isolated in the team. If you go away to college to play, the demands are going to be greater. And everybody else is going to be having fun at college, and you're going to feel like you're forced to do this. You do have to stand up for yourself.
And hats off to this individual for being so good at something that he doesn't like. It's really hard to do.
Right. There are people who like this and don't have a chance to go and play Division I. Next one says, Dear John, I'm working on desensitizing my dogs to the sounds of fireworks. It's not going very well because some jerks in my neighborhood shoot off fireworks at random times and days. So any progress we make is ruined. It's stressful for the pups. I found a number to call and report the illegal fireworks, but nothing is ever done. I'd like to go door to door and ask every kid in the 2-mile radius who the bleep is responsible and then beat the you-know-what out of them, but that doesn't seem practical. That sounds insane. I've had it. He said, it's not healthy how I'm feeling. What's a workable solution?
Move. It's not everybody else's problem. It's your problem. It's your dog's problem. And I understand trying to do that, but why does it have to be kids lighting off fireworks? It could be, it's most likely adults that are lighting off the fireworks. It's your own neighbors that are lighting off the fireworks. So if you don't like it, take matters into your own hands and move.
If they're firing them off in the times they're allowed to fire them off, you're SOL. You're out of luck. It's sorry for the dog. But if they're doing it, he said random times. If this is like Tuesday, June 6th at midnight, that's on them. They do have to change. Now, I don't know how you go about making them change.
Right, that's the thing. This is an age-old question.
And call the city and
the cops are going to try and come and find where did those fireworks come from? What's going on? Like, they're not going to be able to identify or locate, most likely, unless they're parked outside your house at that time. And even at that point, it's really hard to figure out where they're launching from.
Your advice is real. It's harsh, but it's real. Yeah. You can't control those people, as jerkish as they may be.
Yeah, and it's just, you can't control consideration. What you said there about, June 6th, at 12,
midnight.
At midnight.
Wednesday, yeah.
Come on, have a little respect, like Doug says, for everybody and stuff. I do think it's a little classless to do that, but you can't do anything to stop it.
Right.
It's like somebody cutting you off on the road. Why would you do it? Well, you can't control it. Yeah. And what if it's Lions wide receivers lying?
Okay. Late? What are you supposed to do with the dog, too, by the way? I don't know if there's any tricks. I don't know if you have any, John, or if other people want to text him in. Or you just have to deal with it. Dogs are going to get spooked. I don't know if you can put them in a basement. You can't, cover their ears.
Well,
they're going to feel the rumble either way.
Right. And so if they weren't introduced to it as puppies, chances are it's not something you can't, teach an old dog new tricks. We deal with all the time when you're hunting and you get a new dog. Is this dog gun shy? Sometimes they just are, and there's not a lot you can do about it.
Next one. Dear John, I have chronic migraines, and one of the triggers is when I eat pork. I like the taste, but it doesn't agree with me. It says it's a problem because I'm from a barbecue city. My family loves pork. They try to sneak it into foods, like they put bacon into stuff, specifically my dad's side. I was over at their house. They had 3 racks of ribs for 4 people. They had sausage. I just was going to eat the sides, but I said something, and my dad's wife said, come on, it's the 4th. You can eat just a little. We spent so much money. I said, I don't think you heard what I said. I'm going to let you retry. Apparently, that was disrespectful and rude. My father wants me to apologize. The thing is, this isn't the first time she has overlooked my food preferences, as she calls it. I have allergies. I have issues. Says, I said, I won't go to an event where there will be food, or I will just eat before. She thinks it's disrespectful to her food. How do I handle this?
So I've never heard of pork causing headaches.
I hadn't either.
So is this just you don't like pork, and this is, you're trying to associate it with a headache? But whether or not you like it or not, if you don't like pork, you don't like pork. You shouldn't be forced to only eat pork. If you want to eat the sides, if you're going to eat before,
great.
They should also respect the fact that, when Doug comes to the house, I don't say, hey, you can only come if you're going to eat a real meat cheeseburger.
Disrespecting
or have a steak.
My family.
I'm going to accommodate when he comes over. I'm going to have some chicken or some turkey or something else that he'll be able to eat as well. It's common courtesy on both sides. I'm not going to be disrespectful. If I'm the individual that doesn't like pork and say, this is disgusting and how dare you, But on the flip side, you also have to have some sense and sensibility regarding those that maybe not don't want to eat what you're serving.
More brats for us then, right? Yeah. I mean, I'd look at it that way. Now, I don't have an issue if you don't eat. Like, if you show up to someone's party and you don't eat the food, I take it we didn't have something you like. I'm not going to hold it against you. And now, the better thing to do is to take everybody's, you know, taste in consideration, which is what you're saying. Have some chicken, have some other options. But you don't have to. Just be an adult about it.
Like if they chastise you.
Set a clear boundary.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And you have to hold firm to that boundary. That's it. I would say that the phrase, "so I'm going to let you retry," is a little sharp.
Yes. It's a little smart.
Both alec-y. Things could have been handled better.
I really want your response on this next one, John. This is peak petty.
You're going to get it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Was I wrong for announcing our pregnancy at my brother's wedding? Dear John, my brother said he was going to propose at my wedding. I told him no. It was a day about me and my wife. I don't want any distractions. My mom lost her mind and said, well, maybe your brother just wants the family to all be there for the proposal. I said, I don't give a bleep that if he did it at my wedding, I would kick him out. Well, he did it anyway. He proposed at our wedding. And my mom said if I tried kicking him out, she would leave too. I was seething. Fast forward, my brother got married last weekend. Instead of a welcome to the family toast, I used that time to announce we were expecting.
Jeez. Oh,
my mom was upset. My grandmother told her to sit down and shut up. We spent most of the reception talking to family we wouldn't see for a while about our baby. My mom says I was a jerk for taking the attention away from my brother, but she got mad when I reminded her that she threatened to leave my wedding after he proposed there. John, was I in the wrong?
Be the bigger man. You don't have to do it at that moment. I understand your brother did that to you. It doesn't mean you have to return in kind. You should never, in my opinion, steal the thunder of... Think, okay, and it's not just your brother. It's his bride. It's your future sister-in-law. You don't want to ruin that relationship down the road. He's already tainted that relationship by, you know, proposing at your wedding. It doesn't mean you have to do that. It's not an eye for an eye situation.
Fair is fair.
Oh, you're going for it.
Fair is fair. I love a good petty story like this. He started it. You finished it, baby. Let's go.
Oh, he's being an a-hole, but his brother was too.
Sure.
Asked not to
There's
do it.
There's no question. Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother was an a-hole.
So absolutely. So both can be true. I would say that the DJ for our wedding was a former colleague with Sarah, and he did announce the pregnancy of his wife at our wedding, and I did not mind. I did not mind.
But what did your wife?
No.
Okay.
We had no issues. Hey, that's us.
Yeah, but it's not your stage. Yeah. It's not your moment. That don't do. I'm excusing it because it's tit for tat, but it's tacky to do on its own.
Is that surprising, though? I'm convinced nothing bothers Greg. What bothers you? Anything?
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers does. We learned that earlier.
Trips to Egypt.
Yes. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' trips to Egypt. Aaron Rodgers being your starting quarterback and handling the situation the way he did.
Anything else?
But again, if you're the bigger man in this situation, that's you hold those cards the
forever.
Rest of your life.
Yeah, remember when you did this, but I was better?
Yeah, but I showed you some respect.
And that is Dear John. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.